I'm not sure if you are aware of this, but starting with the fourth Sunday of Lent and going all the way through the Easter season, we hear practically the entire Gospel of John. From today, or really from yesterday, until Pentecost Sunday, we're going to be hearing on the weekday masses the parts of the Gospel of John that I recommended to you for your prayer on Holy Thursday night. So today we're starting in chapter 14, and we're going to work through that entire upper room discourse, and we're going to end the very end of the Easter season with the final resurrection appearance where Jesus appears to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. So that's where we're going, that's where we've been, that's where we're going, hearing pretty well the entirety of the Gospel of John. Now, boys and girls, when you just heard today's readings, what did he hear? Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Why would their hearts be troubled? Why do you think the hearts of those who were with Jesus at table, why would their hearts be troubled? Well, there's two reasons. First of all, Jesus just told them that he was going to die. And he wasn't going to die sometime way down the road. He was going to be dying right away. And that brought sadness to them because they not only grew to really love Jesus as a friend, but also they thought that Jesus was going to be doing some things that they were expecting in order to bring fulfillment to the Old Testament prophecies. And now it seemed like Jesus wasn't going to be doing any of those things. Jesus was going to do it, but in a way that they didn't expect. And so when Jesus told them that he was going to die, that brought sadness to them. But what this reminds us of is all the difficult things that happen to us in our life. Do any of you ever have difficult things happen to you in your life? Difficulties at school, difficulties at home, all those different things? Yeah, we all do. We all have those tough things that happen to us. But whenever those difficult things happen to us, we should think about what Jesus says today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. The second reason why their hearts would be troubled is not only did Jesus tell them that he was going to die, but all of them, all of his best friends, were going to run away from him. And so it's not just the bad things out there, but it's sometimes the bad things in here, that we do sometimes bad things. We're not always faithful to God, to what God wants us to do, who God wants us to be. But again, when we see that we're not always the best people that we would like to be, we want to remember the words of Jesus today. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. So when we do anything wrong, we should go to God and say we're sorry. Let God forgive us. And then try to be better. So that's what we see. But the final thing that we want to know from today's readings is how important Jesus needs to be in our life. Jesus loves each and every one of us. He loves us more than we can possibly know. And he wants good for us. But it's very important that we have that friendship with Jesus too. Because listen to what Jesus said later on. You know, he starts off by saying, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." But later on, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This shows how important Jesus is. How important everything that Jesus has given to us. How important all of that is. So we want to always have that friendship with Jesus. One of the ways that we have that friendship is by prayer. That we want to pray to speak to Jesus, to always talk to Jesus, to listen to the word that comes to us from the Bible. All of those things are very important, because it's important for us to have that friendship with Jesus, because we know that it's only through Jesus that we can have that relationship with God the Father. So boys and girls, again, remember this. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, that Jesus said. But also Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we're going to do the blessing of the bread now. Okay, I wasn't sure exactly when you wanted to have this done, but now is as good a time. The statue, does that need to be blessed or anything like that? Like what? Or is, am I just blessing the bread? Just the bread, okay. No, it's okay. Gracious and loving God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you have given to us. We thank you for giving us the fruit of the earth to provide for our needs. We thank you for this bread, which is both a gift from the fruit of the earth, but also the work of our hands, so that there's a combination of your gift and our work that is contained in this bread. We ask that you send your blessing upon this bread, which is a reminder to us of your goodness and of the importance of our work. And through the intercession of Saint Joseph, as we receive this bread, help us always to be mindful of the love that you have for us, and let us receive everything that you provide for us with grateful hearts. We ask for all of this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now at this time, I'm going to invite you to please stand as we offer our prayers of petition to Almighty God. I'm not sure it's true. Yeah. So the response to each of the petitions is, Lord, hear our prayer.
The response is, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in positions of leadership within the church, may they be guided by the Holy Spirit to lead with humility, compassion, and wisdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and justice in our world, that nations may work together to resolve conflict and promote the common good. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from poverty, hunger, or illness, may they experience the love and mercy of God through the care of others. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For families that may be strengthened in their love for one another and supported in times of difficulty, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the community of St. Joseph Catholic School, that we can exemplify our namesake and become models of faith and obedience to God,